Beatles.
I feel like Terry Hemmert right there. Breakfast with the Beatles.
I thought you were going Ed Sullivan. I was waiting for you to awkwardly turn around like he would always
do. No, I just
do
that normally.
The Beatles. Just awkwardly flip around.
When we were in California, Dylan bought, we went to this awesome place called Amoeba Records in downtown L.A.
Yeah.
And he bought the DVD of the Ed Sullivan Beatles appearance.
Oh,
I can't
nice.
Wait to watch it.
That's excellent. Whose voice is that, Wendy?
It's the unrecognizable or recognizable, I don't know which to use, Patrick McDonald. We usually talk to him about films.
Yes.
He's a film critic for HollywoodChicago.com, and you have a special event that I'm going to go to tonight.
Yes. Wow.
And it involves the Beatles.
Even more special. That's right. It is the After Hours Film Society presentation of the 50th anniversary screening of Yellow Submarine.
Nice.
Can I confess I've never seen it?
Oh, even better.
So I can see it on the big screen.
Even better.
It's very colorful.
Yes.
I mean, it is splashed in color. They went out of their way to make this incredibly filled with color.
Phasmagoric.
Phasmagoric, some would say. Well, you just did. You just did. 50 years. How did that happen so quickly?
I don't know. July 17th, 1968 was the English premiere. So we're a week away from that. So very close. It premiered in the U.S. in November mm-hmm. of 1968.
How was it received, Patrick?
It was a smash.
It was
a right
smash
away, hit. Huh?
Basically, it's in the Beatles canon. It's just part of that whole magic that happened with them from, you know, 62 to 1970.
They could do no wrong.
They could do no wrong, even if somebody else was doing the project.
Well, I hope that leads into what
yes.
I was about to ask. The voices of the Beatles
right.
in Yellow Submarine are not provided by the Beatles.
That is correct. Now, the genesis of this was Brian Epstein. He thought a cartoon would be a good idea because, of course, they were doing the Beatles cartoons in the U.S. on ABC TV.
Mm-hmm. I remember
which
those.
Which lasted from 65 to 67.
Mm-hmm. And the Beatles also did not do the voices for that.
Right.
Right. Paul Frees, was that
Paul
the guy?
Paul Frees. Boris Badenoff.
Really?
Yeah.
Voices of
Boris Badenoff was doing the voices of the Beatles.
Oh, my God.
First we get Moose and Squirrel, then we get Rolling Stones.
Then we get Ringo.
Al Brodax was the creator of that show, so Epstein approached him and said, hey, let's do something. So what Al hired George Dunning, who was a director, and he was also a part of the Beatles cartoon show. But that was the only connection. They wanted to create something different, and Dunning went out and he found Heinz Elderman, who created the look of the film, and it's mistaken a lot for Peter Max.
Mm-hmm. It looks very
it's
Peter
Max-like. I'm sure he took credit for it, but that's another.
We talked to him. He didn't.
He didn't take credit. Yeah, Peter
fine.
Max did not. But
he's
it was
a nice guy.
It was semi-intentional. I mean, that was
yes.
the look of art in 1967-68.
That was psychedelic.
Yeah.
You know?
They looked really cute as cartoons.
Yes, they did.
They did. We were coming back on the flight from California, and again, both my sons like the Beatles, but I love that Dylan's 15 and is really into them. We had to wash his Yellow Submarine shirt that he's going to wear tonight. But he said
awesome.
An interesting thing to me. Hmm. He said, wow, we were looking at your advert. I'm British. And 50, he said, this is the 50th anniversary. He goes, Mom, you know what? I'm probably going to be alive for the 100th.
Yeah,
and
true.
I said, you really will be. That's wild. I'll be dead and buried. So have fun.
Wow. Unless they invent some life.
But they might.
That's
they
pretty might. Weird when I thought about it that way.
Yeah.
It is strange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is strange. And it will be up to him to carry that torch
yeah.
to the 100th. Who knows what kind of imagery.
He's already got it booked at the Tivoli to go out there and host this 50 years from now. Yeah.
Perfect. 100.
So why, getting back to the voices
yeah.
for just a second, why? I know the Beatles were very busy during this period, but is that what kept them from doing the voices
not,
for the movie?
Not necessarily. When they heard that they were going to do a movie, they thought it was going to be like the TV show.
Yeah.
So they just rejected it out of hand because at that time, they were kind of embarrassed by the TV show.
Yeah.
It was great!
It was. Well,
for
now they
kid.
Now they all
America.
Love it, you know. But
Phil, what
John?
It wasn't great.
It
you
was
know,
fun.
I love the Beatles, but it really is kind of a blemish in,
yeah.
On all the things they did. You know,
but it's part again. It's part of that thing that happened. But
right.
John Clive played the voice of John. Jeffrey Hughes was Paul. Now this is an interesting story. There was a guy named Peter Batten, And then while he was doing the film, he was discovered to be a deserter of the British Army.
Oh, no.
So they arrested him.
Oh.
So Paul Angelus finished the George voice. So two people did George.
Just to be clear, when the Beatles are singing in Yellow Submarine, that's your Beatles.
That's the
but
Beatles,
when they're speaking,
yes.
It's the guys you just mentioned.
Yes. You know, Yellow Submarine, Ella Rigby, All Together Now, which was written for the film. Only a Northern Song, written for the film. Hey Bulldog, written for the film, and it's All Too Much.
I'm already psyched.
Look
I'm
at
ready.
Wendy. And Wendy will be dressed like a blue meanie tonight. You'll know it's Wendy.
No, that's just my regular look. I'm a yellow meanie. It's not that funny, Patrick.
They played Lady Madonna at the top, and there's an interesting story about Lady Madonna in association with Yellow Submarine. They were recording Hey Bulldog, and a camera crew came in to do the do a promotional film, as they call it in those days, for Lady Madonna.
Yeah.
It was discovered years later that if they sunk up Hey Bulldog, you can actually see the Beatles recording a song.
Oh, really?
Go on YouTube and see Hey Bulldog, and it's the Beatles recording that very song for Yellow Submarine.
Very good.
It's the After Hours Film Society,
yes.
And it's a special screening of Yellow Submarine tonight only.
Debbie Venezia, she is the executive director. She does a great job with this thing. AfterHoursFilmSociety.com.
Tonight only, Tivoli Theater, 5021 Highland Avenue in Downers Grove. If you see me, let me cut in line. It starts at 7:30. They're expecting a big crowd. So get there early. And again, let me cut in line. And tickets are, if you're members, it's $8, otherwise $12, non-members. And classiccinemas.com is where you can purchase tickets. Shall we take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break and then more with Patrick McDonald. Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. Patrick McDonald is here, and he's very pleased with the music choice. Hosting a big event tonight, the 50th anniversary of Yellow Submarine. Patrick, again, explain to people how they can get involved.
AfterHoursFilmSociety.com is the information. Wendy just mentioned the tickets are $8 and $12, $8 for members, $12 for non-members. 7:30 tonight, Downers Grove, 5021 Highland Avenue, the Tivoli Theater.
Oh, oh great
it's a
theater.
Classic.
Isn't that nice?
So beautiful.
Yeah.
ClassicCinemas.com.
So beautiful.
Yeah. All right. So Wendy mentioned a little while ago a big story that's going on in Hollywood right now. There's a guy named James Gunn.
Yes.
Whose name may be familiar to some of you, but not everybody. I think most notably he would be known as the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy films, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he's all set to direct. I don't think they've started production on it yet, but he is signed to be the director in the third installment. And then all of a sudden they go back and they find some things that he's written in the past, some ugly, nasty tweets, some what were attempted jokes.
Not funny.
But not that funny.
No,
right.
No.
So Disney did
what?
It
was a mistake.
Disney?
They fired him.
They fired him.
Yeah.
These were pretty terrible tweets.
Yes, they were. And, you know, he tried to bring it out as I'm a provocateur, that sort of thing. This is what I do. He was a young guy, obviously, when he did these tweets.
How young? I mean, how long ago were these tweets? Because that I haven't been able to find out.
It was over a period of time. They weren't all, like with the Josh Hader ones we were talking about, they were all in a very small window. He was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
These James Gunn tweets evidently continued for quite a while.
Goes back to the old saying is never write anything down that you don't want tattooed on your forehead in an open casket.
That old saying again.
There's another element to this story that is interesting. Gunn is it's a progressive, and he has been very vocal in his criticism of the current administration and the people surrounding it. And you know that side of the aisle has a pretty big research department.
Yeah,
they're going after people who are very vocal about some of this stuff, and they are the ones that unearth these tweets. So.
Right.
This is where we're at right now. I mean,
so it starts out political, but it gets even more political, doesn't it?
Precisely.
With somebody looking to find something bad about him, and they found it.
Well, you know, and again, do I agree with the firing? I'm not sure. That if you have to you know, your whole history has to be examined. And if that's part of it, and it's there printed out, and it, like you said, not funny.
They're not funny. Silly, it was disturbing.
And, you know, the corporation makes this decision.
Right, right. His co-stars have been kind of mixed in their response to this. Some supported him right away and said, this is ridiculous. The guy is too talented to just let him go like this. Others have been very noticeably quiet.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what to do.
Well, I think
and
that's
are they
the best
like Chris Pratt, if he chooses to be in the next, or he's been in those, do people look at him badly?
Because I don't. Association, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, but he didn't know.
Not really. I mean, how could they know when they were filming it? Right.
And who's going to do it now? Ron Howard?
Oh, please.
Well, he came in and rescued the Star Wars movie.
I never thought the suggestion of Ron Howard directing a movie would bring an oh please from a film critic, but it just did. Wow.
What happens? Because the other two were great movies. Do people not rent them now? What happens? I loved the movies.
It's really tough.
To me, it seems like an insider story, but now it's gotten outside because of the firing. So, you know, you have to make your own decision based on that.
But Disney's coming off of a situation with one of the head honchos at Pixar.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's that to consider. Wasn't the movie Powder also a Disney production, or am I making that up? Am I wrong about that?
I'd have to look it up.
Direct this movie Powder, which was an interesting movie.
It's a very interesting film.
But the dark side of that story is the guy who directed that had some child molestation charges.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, that's, you know, obviously a huge problem.
So the actor who was in Ferris Bueller's A Principal, I can't think of
Jeffrey Jones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, another
incident.
Here's an idea. Yeah, let's, be normal people. Let's not break laws. Let's not do bad things.
No room for that.
And then you don't have to worry about it coming back to haunt you.
Right. But couldn't you, if you are a parent or you are somebody teaching kids about the dangers of the internet, couldn't you use James Gunn's story and the Sky Josh Hader story as honestly as saying, look at these two guys who could lose their livelihood because of something they wrote when they were younger.
Absolutely. And, you know, just simply say that saying.
Yeah.
You know, don't write anything down that you don't want tattooed on your forehead in an open casket.
Right.
Because everything that you write down, and now in the social media realm, everything that goes out there, that's on you.
Yep.
That's on you. And it can be used in a court of law later. You know, when you think about it.
I've been explaining that to my kids because those stories came up where they could keep you out of college for something.
Sure, absolutely.
You could not get hired for a job because of something.
If you go back into the early years of Facebook, I just wrote stupid things and I put ellipses everywhere. It was dot, dot, dot. And then I'd write something dot, dot, dot. And I look at it now and I was like, God, is that annoying.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was new to it.
I would write horrible things and said, Wendy told me to say this. I don't believe in it, but Wendy's a huge fan of it.
I would say if you go over your accounts and you got something there that you think might be questioned, just delete the whole thing and start over.
Oh, good idea.
You know? But hurry up because people are going to go back now and screenshot it.
I also believe that nothing deleted, everything that's deleted can be
You can find
back.
It somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill's basement.
It's all there. I got boxes and boxes of it.
The deleted files.
Yeah.
Can I say one other quick thing?
No.
I am on the board of directors of a theater event called Yippie Fest, which will be August 18th or 17th, 18th, and 19th. YippieFest.com. If you have an act and you want to get into a theater fest, we're taking music, we're taking puppetry, we're taking Bill's stand up.
Bring your puppet.
I'll bring my puppet.
And
so, we still have some room for some acts, so get out there.
What's Yippie a Yippie
Fest.
Again? I know there were hippies.
Youth International Party. We're on the 50th anniversary of the Yippies invading Chicago next month.
And again, explain that a little more. Just people standing up for things?
Well, it was the Vietnam War era. The Yippies came to protest the Vietnam War during the Democratic National Convention at the International Amphitheater, by the way.
Weren't hippies there, too? Hippies along, didn't they?
You could be a hippie and a Yippie, couldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah? You could be a Yippie, a Yappie, and a Yahooey. Do you remember those guys? The cartoon? Love those guys.
What's the website?
YippieFest.com. You can sign up your act, and it'll be amazing.
Oh, it'll be amazing, Wendy.
Over three days of music.
Wait, are you hosting this thing tonight? Are you emceeing this Yellow Submarine?
Yes, I am.
I'll see you tonight.
Yes, and I'll have you stand up in the crowd.
No, don't do that.
I will.
Then I'm not going.
Oh, please.
Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove. It's a great classic cinema.
Oh, please, he says again.
Can I ask you one more quick question before you go?
Yes.
There's only a month left in the summer movie season.
Yes.
And then what normally starts is the really good movies come out in the fall.
Right.
But as blockbusters have come and gone this summer, do we have anything else big to look forward to before the summer?
I think the big last two is Mission Impossible, which comes out this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Spy Who Dumped Me. That's been getting a lot of
that
big,
looks good.
Kate McKinnon's in that?
Uh-huh.
I think Kate McKinnon's in that from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. So that I think that's a good one for August. That's a
big Fantastic Beasts, is that a summer movie or will that be out? There's a sequel to
coming in the fall.
Oh, that's in the fall?
Yeah.
That's the sequel to Sexy Beast?
Yeah,
I think
the sequel
Crazy Rich Asians, too, is coming
out. I just
out.
Saw an ad for that. I thought it was a parody, and it's that's really the name, and that's really
book,
the movie.
Apparently, and
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
I know people can't see the look on Wendy's face, but when I'm watching this going, oh, this is a great parody. This looks like a real movie. And then it's a real movie.
Well, it's just about a guy's living in the U.S. and his fiance doesn't know he's like super rich in Singapore, like one of the richest guys. So,
yep.
And it just goes into that culture of richness.
If sounds like a crazy name to name it in this day and age.
I thought so too.
Maybe it's not Crazy Rich Asians.
If it's not,
I've done this before.
It's something extremely similar. If it's not, but I think you're right.
Let me just
because that seems like not a good
like
name
somebody would complain and go, hey, what are you doing with that title?
People would complain
and crazy people and rich people.
Nope, well. That's what it is. Crazy Rich Asians.
That's it.
Wow. That's times have changed.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
Times
why aren't people boycotting this like everything else?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody will.
I think when it's about wealth. You know,
all bets are off.
Yeah, all bets are off.
I guess so. All right.
Yeah, not making anybody look bad. It's making them look good.
I think so. Yeah. Patrick, always good to see you. One more time. The film is
Yellow Submarine.
50th
we
anniversary.
All there.
Yep. Thanks,
all
Patrick.
Right.
All right. We'll take a quick break, then some news, and then Eric Zorn joins us. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.